Senti, amico, ormai stiamo in macchina da 3 ore. Ma dove cavolo è questo posto?
Ve l'ho detto che ci voleva un po' di tempo per arrivarci.
Come si chiama il locale?
Si chiama...
Country Bunker Medicine Show.
Ci siamo. Ora eseguiremo un nostro grande successo. Ci auguriamo che vi piaccia.
Traffic jam, staring at the faces in a rearview mirror, looking at the promise of the promised land. One kid dreams of fame and fortune, one kid helps pay the rent.
Sono andati di là. No, non ci prenderanno. Siamo in missione per conto di Dio.
Loro sono della polizia?
No, signore. Musicisti.
126 miglia per Chicago. Abbiamo il serbatoio pieno, mezzo pacchetto di sigarette, è buio e portiamo tutte e due gli occhiali da sole. Vai! Che genere di musica fate qui di solito?
Oh, ne facciamo di tutti e due i generi, suoniamo il country e il western.
Howdy all, Lele Guerra here, questo è il Country Bunker Medicine Show, trasmissione quotidiana sulle frequenze di Radio Icaro in Blu da più di 30 anni, 18:20, 00:20 gli orari, in streaming icaroplay.it e sul podcast alla pagina countrybunker.it. Vi faccio ascoltare tutti e due i generi musicali, quello country e quello western. All in America, Brooks and Dunn, perché quest'oggi ricordiamo gli attentati dell'11 settembre del 2001. La canzone che abbiamo ascoltato è stata registrata diversi mesi prima di quegli attacchi, ma è diventata popolare dopo quel giorno perché il brano è stato presentato all'inizio del film World Trade Center di Oliver Stone. Gli attentati dell'11 settembre 2001 furono una serie di 4 attacchi suicidi coordinati, compiuti contro obiettivi civili e militari degli Stati Uniti da un gruppo di terroristi appartenenti ad Al-Qaeda. Il primo aereo a colpire il suo obiettivo si è schiantato contro la torre nord del World Trade Center alle 8:46 del mattino. Un quarto d'ora dopo, la torre sud è stata colpita dal volo 175 della United Airlines ed entrambe le torri di 110 piani sono crollate in 1 ora e 42 minuti. Un terzo volo si è schiantato contro il lato ovest del Pentagono. Il quarto volo della United Airlines 93 è stato dirottato in direzione di Washington DC, diretto presumibilmente verso il Campidoglio, la Casa Bianca. L'attacco è stato sventato grazie ai passeggeri dell'aereo che, avvisati degli attacchi, hanno impedito ai dirottatori di far schiantare l'aereo contro il bersaglio previsto, cadendo e purtroppo perdendo la vita in un campo in Pennsylvania. Rimane l'attacco terroristico più mortale nella storia umana, ha provocato 2.977 vittime, più di 25.000 feriti e conseguenze sulla salute e i soccorritori accorsi sul posto. È l'incidente più mortale nella storia degli Stati Uniti per i suoi 340 vigili del fuoco rimasti uccisi e per i 72 morti che hanno riportato le forze dell'ordine. Ricordiamo questo giorno con canzoni che ricordano questo giorno, come quella di Hank Williams, America Will Survive. Nei giorni successivi all'11 settembre, Hank ha riscritto le parole del suo successo del 1982, Country Boy Will Survive, e lo ha eseguito in uno speciale di Country Music Television nel novembre del 2001.
People think we're nearing the end of time, but we've had enough and we've drawn the line. Our flag is up since our people went down, and now we're together from the country to town. We live back in the woods, you see. Big city problems never bothered me. But now the world has changed and so have I, and America can survive. America will survive. We can plow our fields all day long. We can catch our fish from dusk till dawn. Yeah, we have toughed it out a time or two. These are dark days, but we're gonna pull through. We grow good old tomatoes. We got hometown pride. America can survive. America is gonna survive. Run. What we got here is freedom and fun. We say grace, we say ma'am. If you don't like that, we don't give a damn.
from the West Virginia coal mines, the Rocky Mountains and the big city skyline. Hey, we can hit back and we're gonna be fine, 'cause this old country can survive. America can survive. A good friend in New York City, never called me Hank, he called me Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a street smart man. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway lights, and I'd send him some of that homemade scuffling wine. He was lost like so many in the terrible strife, and we're all asking God now, why, oh, why? I read a tooth for a tooth and an eye for an eye, and that's an old slogan we're gonna revive, 'cause America can survive. From North California and South Alabama, and all they've done is unite the whole land. There's no more Yankees and rebels this time, but one united people that stand behind. America can survive. America will survive.
America Will Survive, Hank Williams Jr. Nel video musicale di New York, New York, Ryan Adams viene ripreso con alle spalle lo skyline dalla parte di Brooklyn. Aveva precedentemente filmato e completato già un video completamente diverso per commentare la canzone, ma all'ultimo minuto ha deciso di scartarlo e di realizzarne uno nuovo incentrato proprio sullo skyline di Manhattan, con in primo piano il World Trade Center. Il video è stato girato, ironia della sorte, 4 giorni prima degli attacchi dell'11 settembre. Alla fine del video è stata inserita una dedica a coloro che hanno perso la vita e a coloro che hanno lavorato per salvarli. I profitti del video sono stati donati a un ente di beneficenza che raccoglie fondi per le vittime dell'11 settembre.
July had a firecracker waiting to blow, breaking like a rifle who was making his way to the cities of Mexico. Lived in an apartment out on Avenue A, had a tar on a corner of town. Had myself a lover who was finer than gold, but I've been broken, I've been busted up since. Love don't play any games with me anymore like she did before. That would fit in the folds of my wallet, and it stayed pretty good. Still amazed that I wasn't losing on a loop of the place. When I was drunk and I was thinking of you. Every day the children, they were singing the tunes out on the streets, and you could hear from inside. Used to take the subway on the house in the third. I would wait for you and not try to hide. Love won't
turned cold in a church on the Upper West Side. Babe, I stood there singing, I was holding your arm. You were holding my trust like a child. Found a lot of trouble out on Avenue B, but I tried to keep it over hello. Farewell to the city and the love of my life. These we lived before we had to go. Love won't play, it ain't games with you anymore. If you don't want them to, sweep a sheet, so thing out the door. I'll always be thinking of you. I'll always love you though, New York.
Alan Jackson l'11 settembre era andato a fare una passeggiata, solo quando è tornato a casa ha saputo degli attacchi. Voleva scrivere immediatamente una canzone per esprimere tutti i sentimenti, i pensieri e la rabbia che aveva dentro, ma ha fatto fatica a trovare le parole giuste. La mattina di domenica 28 ottobre 2001 Alan si è svegliato con la melodia e più tardi in quella mattina ha completato anche il testo della canzone. Alan Jackson, Where Were You When the World Stopped Turning?
Where were you when the world stopped turning on that September day? Were you in the yard with your wife and children or working on some stage in L.A.? Did you stand there in shock at the sight of that black smoke rising against that blue sky? Did you shout out in anger and fear for your neighbor? Or did you just sit down and cry? Did you weep for the children who lost their dear loved ones? Pray for the ones who don't know? Did you rejoice for the people who walked from the rubble and sob for the ones left below? Did you burst out with pride? The red, white, and blue, and the heroes who died just doing what they do. Did you look up to heaven for some kind of answer and look at yourself and what really matters? I'm just a singer of simple songs. I'm not a real political man. I watch CNN, but I'm not sure I can tell you the difference in Iraq and Iran. But I know Jesus and I talk to God, and I remember this from when I was young. Faith, hope, and love are some good things He gave us, and the greatest is love. Where were you when the world stopped turning on that September day? Teaching a class full of innocent children, or driving down some cold interstate? Did you feel guilty 'cause you're a survivor? In a crowded room, did you feel alone? Did you call up your mother and tell her you loved her? Did you dust off that Bible at home? Did you open your eyes and hope it never happened? Close your eyes and not go to sleep. Did you notice the sunset the first time in ages and speak to some stranger on the street? Did you lay down at night and think of tomorrow? Go out and buy you a gun? Did you turn off that violent old movie you're watching? Turn on I Love Lucy reruns. Did you go to a church and hold hands with some strangers? Stand in line and give your own blood? Did you just stay home and cling tight to your family? Thank God you had somebody to love. I'm just a singer of simple songs. I'm not a real political man. I watch CNN, but I'm not sure I can tell you the difference in Iraq and Iran. But I know Jesus and I talk to God, and I remember this from when I was young. Faith, hope, and love are some good things He gave us, and the greatest is love. I'm just a singer of simple songs. I'm not a real political man. I watch CNN, but I'm not sure I can tell you the difference in Iraq and Iran. But I know Jesus and I talk to God, and I remember this from when I was young. Faith, hope, and love are some good things He gave us, and the greatest is love. And the greatest is love. And the greatest is love. Where were you when the world stopped turning on that September day?
Il padre di Toby Keith è stato ucciso in un incidente d'auto il 24 marzo 2001. Questo tragico evento, unito con quello terribile dell'11 settembre, ha portato Toby Keith a scrivere questa canzone in soli 20 minuti. Courtesy of Red, White and Blue, The Angry American.
American girls and American guys, we'll always stand up and salute. We'll always recognize when we see old glory flying. There's a lot of men dead, so we can sleep in peace at night when we lay down our head. My daddy served in the army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard till the day that he died. He wanted my mother, my brother, my sister and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free. Now this nation that I love is falling under attack. A mighty sucker punch came flying in from somewhere in the back. Soon as we could see clearly through our big black eye, man, we lit up your world like the 4th of July. Hey, Uncle Sam put your name at the top of his list, and the Statue of Liberty started shaking her fist, and the eagle will fly, and it's gonna be here when you hear Mother Freedom start ringing her bell, and it'll feel like the home raining down on you. Oh, brought to you courtesy of the red, white, and blue. This big dog will fight when you rattle his cage, and you'll be sorry that you mess with the U.S. of A. 'Cause we'll put a boot in your ass, it's the American way. Hey, Uncle Sam, put your name at the top of his list, and the Statue of Liberty started shaking her fist, and the eagle will fly, and it's gonna be hell when you hear Mother Freedom start ringing her bell, and it'll feel like the whole wide world is raining down on you. Courtesy of the red, white, and blue. Oh, oh, oh.
L'album Jerusalem di Steve Earle è un attacco furioso all'amministrazione Bush subito dopo i fatti dell'11 settembre. Sono contenute alcune canzoni come Ashes to Ashes, che è una descrizione diretta e amarissima delle torri crollate con forti riferimenti biblici, John Walker Blues, che è diventata una canzone tra le più controverse per il modo in cui Steve Earle ha cercato di capire i motivi di John Walker Lind, lo studente americano arrestato in Afghanistan per aver combattuto per i talebani. La title track, Jerusalem, è uno sguardo universale alla cultura della divisione che ha portato alla tragedia dell'11 settembre. È una canzone dove Steve Earle prende una posizione alquanto ottimista, perché recita: credo quel bel giorno tutti i figli di Abramo deporranno le loro spade per sempre a Gerusalemme. Steve Earle. Ha scritto Have You Forgotten mentre era impegnato in un tour della United Service Organization USO, un'organizzazione senza scopo di lucro che fornisce intrattenimento dal vivo come comici, musicisti e altri spettacoli ai membri delle forze armate degli Stati Uniti e alle loro famiglie sparse nel mondo. Daryl ha scritto la canzone nel dicembre del 2002, dopo essere tornato in patria, l'ha cantata per la prima volta sul palco del Grand Ole Opry nel gennaio del 2003. La reazione del pubblico è stata così intensa che a marzo ha registrato e pubblicato la canzone, che ha trascorso ben 7 settimane al primo posto in classifica nella primavera del 2003.
I hear people say we don't need this war, but I say there's some things worth fighting for. What about our freedom and this piece of ground? We didn't get to keep them by backing down. They say we don't realize the mess we're getting in. Before you start your preaching, let me ask you this, my friend. Have you forgotten how it felt that day to see your homeland under fire and her people blown away? Have you forgotten when those towers fell? We had neighbors still inside, going through a living hell. Say we shouldn't worry about Bin Laden. Have you forgotten? It took all the footage off my TV. Said it's too disturbing for you and me. It'll just breed anger. That's what the experts say. If it was up to me, I'd show it every day. Some say this country's just out looking for a fight. Well, after 9/11, man, I'd have to say that's right. Have you forgotten how it felt that day to see your homeland under fire and her people blown away? Those towers fell. We had neighbors still inside, going through a living hell. And we vowed to get the ones behind Bin Laden. Have you forgotten? I've been there with the soul who've gone away to war, and you can bet that they remember just what they're fighting for. Have you forgotten all the people killed? Yes, some went down like heroes in that Pennsylvania field. Have you forgotten about our Pentagon? That we lost and those left to carry on. Don't you tell me not to worry about Bin Laden. Have you forgotten? Have you forgotten? Have you forgotten?
Abbiamo ricordato quest'oggi nel Country Bunker Medicine Show la tragedia dell'11 settembre del 2001 attraverso le canzoni che in qualche modo hanno cercato di raccontarla. Se volete mi trovate su Radio Icaro in Blu tutti i giorni, 18:20, mezzanotte 20, in streaming icaroplay.it e sul podcast alla pagina countrybunker.it. Vi faccio ascoltare tutti e due i generi musicali, quello country e quello western. That's all folks, da Lele Guerra è tutto, vi ringrazio per l'ascolto, vi auguro una buona serata. Aaron Tippin ha scritto Where the Star Stripes and the Eagle Fly prima dell'11 settembre 2001, ma si è ricordato di avere questa canzone nel cassetto mentre guardava la copertura televisiva. Ha visto sullo sfondo la Statua della Libertà con il fumo di Manhattan che la avvolgeva e si è precipitato immediatamente in studio di registrazione. Il singolo ha incominciato a passare nelle radio una settimana dopo. Aaron Tippin, Where the Stars and Stripes and the Eagle Fly.
Come from, here's what I tell everyone. I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place where the stars and stripes and the eagle flies. It's a big old land with countless dreams, and happiness ain't out of reach. Hard work pays off the way it should. This ain't enough to know that we've got it good. Where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly. There's a lady that stands in what we believe. And there's a bell and steel echoes, the price that it cost to be free. I pledge allegiance to this flag. If that bothers you, well, that's too bad. But if you got pride and you're proud, you do. Yeah, we could use some more like me and you. Where the stars and stripes and the eagle on earth, but it's the only place that I prefer to love my wife and raise my kids. Yeah, the same way that my daddy did. With the stars and stripes and the eagle fly.
Sciolti e liberi, non fate complimenti. Non è che vi cacciamo via, ma qui forse devono chiudere, perciò vi salutiamo.
Move 'em on.
Hit 'em up.
Hit 'em up.
Move 'em on.
Move 'em on.
Hit 'em up.
Raw hard. Cut 'em out.
Ride 'em in.
Ride 'em in.
Cut 'em out.
Cut 'em out. Ride 'em in raw hard.
Raw hard.
Tagliamo la corda che è meglio.